what to put on the Facebook page. Yes, indeed. It's something that a lot of people, well, hundreds of millions of people think about every single day. But as of August 1st, sex offenders and child predators in the state of Louisiana must make their criminal status clear on their social networking pages. The standards for sex offender registration and notification have always been high. A new law authored by Louisiana State Representative Jeff Thompson takes public disclosure one step further and marks itself as the first law of its kind in the nation. Jeff Thompson joins us today alongside journalism professor and author Jeff Jarvis to discuss the details of the new bill and whether it has implications for free speech and privacy in the social media world. Jeff and Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's very good to be with you this today.
So, Jeff Thompson, what's your aim in authoring this law as a Republican state representative in District 8 in Louisiana?
Well, John, you know, the premise of providing notice to people about who you're dealing with and who lives around you and those that interact with your family has developed over time. And in today's digital world, what this law does is expand the currently existing notice requirements that Louisiana has had since 1993 to provide information to those people that come into your home by the Internet in a social networking, social media settings. So the intent is to provide notice to those people that engage others in a social setting to make sure you know who you're dealing with to protect yourself and your family.
Now, a social setting is also, you know, a neighborhood. Would you advocate also forcing sex offenders to spray paint "I am a sex offender" on the front of their house?
Oh, absolutely not. But it, currently existing in Louisiana, since 1993 and in many states across the nation, courts have already dealt with the issue of providing notice to those that live around you. In fact, the current law that this just simply expands provides that you must provide notice by postcard, not only to those that live within a mile of your home, but in the local newspaper upon release. You're on a database. You also must do that every 5 years, as long as you're required to by law provide that notice. So it's making sure that when you engage somebody, either a next-door neighbor, someone down the street, someone in your school district, or someone that comes into your house by the Internet, you know who you're dealing with.
That's Jeff Thompson, state representative in District 8 in Louisiana. Jeff Jarvis, what do you think about this? Professor of journalism at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and author of Parts, How Sharing in the Digital Age Improves the Way We Work and Live. Is this inevitable or a little bit menacing in your view?
Well, I understand what the representative was trying to do. Facebook, though, already has rules against sex offenders being on it, and by this he's trying to make Facebook not so much the cop as to give the cops another tool, and I get that. My concern here is that we're kind of demonizing technology and the Internet as we try to understand what it is, and it's something new in our lives. And we have to look at this at a level of principles. If we would force this person to do this on Facebook, then you're right. The analogy is to spray paint it on your home, or for that matter, why not just tattoo a scarlet A on them? And at the long level, then why ever let them out of prison? So at some point, we've got to decide when someone has paid their dues. We've got to decide how to deal with this problem. But at the other end, if you can single out social media in how people interact with each other for this cause, I fear that it would be a precedent for other causes.
All right, that's interesting. So it sounds like what you're saying is that social media, the existence of social media, actually slows down the embrace of a debate that you say would be much more honest, and that would be essentially marking people in every walk of life if they're sex offenders, if that's what we really, really want to do, that the existence of social media means we can kind of have it both ways.
Social media is a street corner. Look at it that way. It's where we gather in public. It is a place. It is a public place. And so if we treat it as a public place the same way we would as the street, the same way we would as the view of our house, in your example, then that's the way we have to look at it. If we make social media somehow special or more menacing because it's electronic, that's a problem I have. So if we will forbid someone to use the Internet, which was the attempt in Louisiana, or now Facebook, then why don't we forbid them to use other tools of luring people, which could include their cars and telephones?
All right, Jeff Thompson, react to what Jeff Jarvis was saying there. Would you propose and support a law that keeps sex offenders from having any access to social media whatsoever?
Well, no, I think Professor Jarvis's point is correct that social media is a street corner. But what this law does, and again, previously there have been laws that dealt with providing a ban to access to the Internet, and those have been struck down by the courts, and I believe appropriately so. But what this law does is provide the fact and recognize that social media is a street corner. And you know what? If you live in the street corner near my house, you've already got to provide me with notice that you're a sexual predator. If you're in a street corner near a school, you must provide that superintendent with notice. If it's a street corner near a park where children can get together, you must provide the notice. That street corner is now in my house. And so I believe that the balance, and this is a very, it's been a very compassionate, thoughtful process that we've consulted others, very deliberate, to make sure we're balancing and recognizing the rights of individuals to access to the Internet versus the rights of parents and individuals to know who you're engaging in that process.
Sex offenders are a special case, and governments often take a special approach. But I'm wondering if there's any limitation before we go on forcing people to put their credit ratings on Facebook. I mean, that's going to affect my property values if you've lost your job next door and you're about to get foreclosed on, right?
And John, I think that that's a very valid point. And that's why specifically in Louisiana, we enumerate the exact laws that it deals with because it's a balance. It's a balance between the freedom of speech, you know, the ability to use the Internet versus the importance of public safety. And the crimes we're talking about here aren't poor credit score. It's aggravated incest, rape, oral sexual battery, prostitution of children.
That's Jeff Thompson, a Republican state representative in Louisiana, and Jeff Jarvis, author of the book Public Parts, How Sharing in the Digital Age Improves the Way We Work and Live. That conversation got us a comment from the executive director of the Virginia chapter of Reform Sex Offender Laws, Mary DeVroy. She posted this: banning everyone who bears the sex offender stigma from communicating with family, politicians, and future employers is not the answer. Treats people as though they were lepers.